What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well, and thank you for listening to another episode of the Duo Sports and Stuff podcast. The episode you're about to hear was recorded on July 31st, 2020 with our longtime friend Scott Schneider. We've had some big time guests come on the last two episodes with Last Chance U's RJ Stern and ESPN's Jay Billis. And thank you to everyone who has shown support when we brought those guys on. It really means a lot to Dane and I. We're just trying to bring the best content possible each time we push that record button. We wanted to make sure we got this one out because it was so much fun to have our guy Scott on with us. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already and share with someone else who might like our content. Thank you. Hope you enjoy.
You are now listening to the Duo Sports and Stuff podcast. Here are your hosts, Deontay Epps and Dane Beasley.
Yo, welcome to the Duo Sports and Stuff podcast. My name is Deontay Epps, and I'm joined by my brother Dane Beasley, as always. And Dane, what up? We have another guest today.
Who is it?
The one and only.
Say something, Scott.
Hey, what's up, you guys? Hey, I was waiting for you to give me the intro. Appreciate that.
We have our boy Scott Schneider joining us, our longtime friend and brother. He's been begging us to come on. No, I'm playing. When we first started the podcast, we wanted Scott on, and you know, this has honestly been long overdue. He's supposed to have been on a long time ago. I'm so happy to finally have Scott join us for this episode to talk about some sports and some stuff, man, like it says in our title. But Scott, tell the people a little bit about who you are, my guy.
Hey, man, first of all, I just want to appreciate y'all for letting me on. I know it's a long time coming, so just want to thank y'all. So, but a little thing about me, man, what can I say? Man, I come from, where you guys come from? Killeen, Fort Hood, Texas.
Town 255.
Yeah, you already know. I'm a little older than these guys by a little bit. So,
are you?
Got a family already. Uh-huh. Yeah, it took probably a year or something. I don't know. 29? Yeah, so 29. But, you know, I'm a family.
I'm 29.
I'm probably older than you. Probably not.
I don't want Scott to be older than me. I'm childish.
Nah, but you know, I'm a family man already. You know, I got a wife and two kids. I played sports with these two young men, you know, football, basketball, all through high school, you know, playing street ball and whatnot. But I mean, that's it. What else do y'all want to know? I'm open to all questions.
We want the social security number. We want to know the license plate number.
Bank account.
We want the routing number. Go ahead, hook us up with the first phone number that you ever had. You just, you know, stuff like that.
All right, so phone number is always 254, you know, where we come from. But, you know, the social is XXX. You know, my last play number is AAAAAA.
Nah. Bam, got it. Okay, carry the
But, yeah, cool. Any questions that that you guys want to ask me, I'm open to answer. And anybody out there that wants to know, you know, you can just let me know.
Appreciate you coming on, Scott, man. Like we said, it's been long overdue, and happy that we could finally get you on.
Yes, sir.
To the Duo. I'm not a prideful man. I can admit when I'm wrong. Right, Dane?
Yeah, take it away, Deontay.
So we talked about the Chiefs lineman that opted out, and after we talked about it, I said, I don't expect any other big names to opt out of the season in the NFL. And then it was like a snowball effect of players that said, bro, I'm not taking the risk, which understandably so, with, you know, family concerns and even health concerns with themselves, deciding to opt out of the 2020 NFL season. Mm-hmm. So I actually had a tweet that said I was wrong about that. And rightfully so. So we have a list of players that decided to take the $350,000 and chunk the deuces for the season for 2020. I'll be the first to say that I was surprised about it. And I guess I just didn't realize, as far as players NFL players, I guess the mentality that I had that all of them were wanted to just ball no matter what the circumstances was. And I think I was thinking off that mentality, but players are smart. They understand that the climate of what's going on in the world right now. So for them to decide on this, I have no problem with that, obviously. And so the Patriots for sure had a ton of guys decide to opt out. Biggest name, Dante Hightower, their middle linebacker. You had Brandon Bolden, Marcus Cannon, Najee Teran. And then in general, Buffalo had star. How you pronounce his last name? Lutulele?
Star Lutulele, I think.
Yeah, he opted out. Eddie Goldman for the Bears. Broncos had Pecco. Devin Funchess for the Packers. So it's a lot of names on this list, and their deadline is Monday to decide if they're going to opt out. Were you guys kind of surprised? Scott, you're a Patriots fan, right?
Yeah, I'm a Patriots and an Eagles fan, but but yeah, I'm a Patriots.
Hold on. Right here, we ain't about to just fast forward through that. Where's your love to
come on now.
No, I'm playing. I already know the backstory.
You know. All right. So let me say it this way. You know, I was born in Massachusetts, so I would say that. But I would say more for the Patriots. I was a Tom Brady fan and a Randy Moss fan for the Patriots at that time. Eagles wise, man, I've been liking the Eagles. I would say a lot longer than I have with the Patriots, because I was more of a Tom Brady fan than anything. But I'll say I'm more of an Eagles fan than a Patriots fan. But I still like the Patriots. Don't get me wrong.
Appreciate your transparency, sir. I'm just inquiring minds wanted to know. That's all.
Hey, man. There's nothing wrong with having multiple teams and liking multiple teams.
That's fine.
I mean, if you're into that sort of thing,
I get it.
Hey, Darren Sports is not monogamous, you know?
respect. Well, I tapped my head on this wall back here. It's very...
I see that, if I'm not mistaken, the Patriots do have the most players opting out, if I'm not mistaken.
If Belichick at work. Like this.
So, I mean, that okay, so let me say this. That does hurt some teams, but players are more about family first. If you do have a family, and if you don't have a family, if you are single, you're more worried about your health first than being at work or being at a job where, you know, you can get sick and things like that, because when you're around other people, you're more susceptible being sick. So when you're contained with your family, things like that, you want to spend time with your family. You don't want your family to get sick. You don't want to put your health at risk. So I feel like with players opting out, it is a good thing for them, but also it's a bad thing for the business. But it is a bad thing because, like you said, are those players still getting paid their contract paid money? Or are they only getting what the agreement is between the NFLPA with the $350,000? So
from my understanding, it's supposed to be $350,000 and then whatever contract they had this season that rolls to next season.
Yeah. And after that deadline, it's like $100,000, I think. And then whatever the contract, there's so many what ifs. Like, there's so many what ifs with whatever happens. Because yeah, there's a lot. There was an article, the one we mentioned or referenced several times on last episode, that had the whole shebang-a-bang on there, like on how everything's going to play out if season continues and stuff like that. But my bad. I didn't mean to interrupt, Scott. Go ahead.
No. You're good. You're good, man. But I applaud the players for stepping in and saying, I don't want to play because of due to health risk. And I completely understand, man. To be honest, I wouldn't want to go to work either. I mean, there was a time where, you know, at work where we had a lot of time off, and that was because things were really, really bad. And I liked, you know, them thinking about us as people, stating like, okay, don't come in, you know, your health is at risk. Don't come in. You know, we only have so many people coming in at work. So I feel like with the NFL doing that, I think the coaches, the staff, the owners, they have to be sympathetic to these players, knowing that they do have families. They don't want to put their health at risk because it is kind of, it is their way of living, but it's not their only way of living. You know, that is their job for now. But I mean, these players make millions of dollars and hopefully they have, you know, a ton of money saved up to where it'll last them over time. But they can also do other ventures while they're being at home, you know, with the families, you know, besides just playing football. You know, sports shouldn't be your only income. And if it is, I mean, by all means, it's a good thing, but you should also, you know, work your way into, you know, working into other entities besides just playing sports, because that's not going to last forever. You know, that's only going to be a short term part of your life, you know, 10 to 15 years, maybe 20 years. But you know, what are you going to do after that? You know,
that's true. So,
right.
Boy, Scott said, diversify your portfolio.
Exactly. You know, make that money, make that cheese. Yes.
There are a lot of brilliant minds that, expected this to happen, a lot of people to opt out. A calculated risk is what some might say. If you're into conspiracy theories, here's one that's been popping up a lot. And Scott, you might be more plugged into the New England's Patriots franchise than I am, so feel free to chime in if you need to. But everyone always, there's always an implication that while the entire 31 teams are playing checkers, Bill Belichick is playing chess. So the underlying conspiracy is there is a message sent by Belichick to tell his players, or strongly advises players, that hey, you can, you know, sit out, take opt out if you need to, because they're, you know, this is football is temporary, you know, family is forever type of deal. And all this leads to the conspiracies that I read and heard about, and they're, you know, exaggerated for the most part. But the underlying point is, the less players that we have, the less star players that we have on our roster that are playing, the less likely we are to come up with wins. The less likely we are to come up with wins, the more likely we are to get in a better draft position. Better draft position for the one, more than likely, number one quarterback, number one player, Trevor Lawrence. That's only contingent on the idea that the NCAA goes forward. We've already seen our guy from Virginia Tech basically say, I'm going to train the rest of the season by myself and not play the season because I'm going to be a top one or a day one or day two pick. Trevor Lawrence is definitely going to be that. So if he were to decide today that he's not going to play this upcoming season, that more than likely, that's your first or second quarterback off the board. So the idea is that Bill Belichick's going to go on another 15, 20-year run with another quarterback at the helm. Instead of it being a day three pick in Tom Brady, it's going to be the first overall pick in Trevor Lawrence. So I thought that was funny seeing that float around a lot. And it's hard to tell if people are genuinely joking or if they're, you know, if they're really trapped in that reality that this is – exactly what's happening by Islanders, because that's a lot. It's especially the pedigree that the Patriots franchise has. That's a lot for a player to say, I'm not going to play for the sake of draft position, which we don't think about it like that. But then again, in reality, there are teams that tank, you know, so yeah. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I'm a piggyback off of that, man. Yeah. So that is a good theory. We never know what goes, you know, on behind closed doors and what they say. But yes, mm-hmm. I believe Belichick is playing chess while, you know, everybody else is playing checkers, because, you know, throughout his whole career, we've seen it with what he's done with the Patriots. But it is a good theory, you know, it is a good theory. But as we know, you know, five players have been, you know, opted out of the season mm-hmm. so far. But I mean, all those, I'm not going to say, are they star players? Yes or no, but they are players that, you know, made it to the NFL. You know, right. They got to be good to start.
That's just true.
Did you guys happen to catch that list, top 100 players list that the players do every year, voted on by the players, and NFL Network, you know, does a little countdown and social media goes crazy. Why isn't this person here? Same old recycled story, you know. The players all voted, and the top player for the 2020 season is Lamar Jackson. Do y'all agree with that?
Ooh. I'm kind of iffy. You know what? I'm going to make it 50-50. I'm going to say 50-50 because Heyman Mahomes had a really, really good season. And, you know, Mahomes took the Chiefs to the Super Bowl and won. So, I mean, a lot of people say, why is he not a number one player, you know? But also, you know, Lamar Jackson had one heck of a season. So it all depends on – I think it's an opinion-based and also a numbers-based thing. I'm 50-50 on that because Lamar Jackson is a overall talented player, you know. So is Mahomes. And from what I heard, Mahomes was ranked number 4, which is kind of surprising.
Right.
Yeah.
Here. So.
And he was ranked 4 last year during his list. So that's the part that's like, if I'm a player, you know, they – played against these guys. And so for them, what I'm thinking they're saying about Lamar, putting Lamar over Patrick Mahomes, is it's kind of saying Lamar is a talent that, well, you could say that for Patrick Mahomes. Both are talents we've never seen. Like the way Mahomes can chunk the ball, looks like with a flick of the wrist, like 80 yards down the field, is crazy. In my opinion, I would put Mahomes number one. Just for the fact that he won the Super Bowl, they had like 3 different comebacks in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They were down multiple scores.
Houston Texans game.
I love Lamar Jackson. Yeah, I love Lamar Jackson, but we haven't seen him take, you know, the playoff step. You know, he's only been in the league 3 years, right?
This would be year number 3.
This is his third year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, of course, they're both still young. I would put Mahomes over Lamar Jackson. I mean, He won the Super Bowl. He carried his team there. Lamar is crazy. You know, Lamar, we all know how great Lamar is. And Dane, I know you is thinking, but I just think for Mahomes to be ranked under him and Russell Wilson. Russell, and that's another thing. Russell Wilson, I like him at number 2. Just for the fact that his O-line has been trashed for years and he's still balling and carrying that team. And so I like him at 2. I put Mahomes 1, and I will put Wilson at 2. What say you, Dane?
Well, gentlemen, we have a fork in the road. We have a tangled web.
We weaved.
With a tangled web, we have here. So the issue I have is, one, context. When was the list developed? When were the players polled? Because in some of the videos from the top 100, the video was dated January 29th or January 28th. So it's a few days before the Super Bowl. I'm not sure if the video was recorded at the same time as the poll was taken. And I've also heard that some of the polls were taken in November, whereas there was still a hefty meat of the season hadn't taken place. So if the voting is based on just the regular season, that's one thing. But if the voting is based on the entire season, then it's flawed because you're not able to you can't say, okay, for the sake of this argument, let's say, and I know they're both in the AFC. For the sake of this argument, let's say the Chiefs and the Ravens made it to the Super Bowl. Not likely at all, but for the sake of the argument. If we're going to determine who the better quarterback is, more than likely you're going to base off of who wins, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that if you're unable to see the greatest game of the year. The greatest game of the year is always and will always be the Super Bowl. If we're basing this off of that, we have a flawed voting system. I understand that everyone's supposed to be on a level playing field. If everyone's supposed to vote during week 13, then that's fair. But we don't even get to see 16-game schedule if this is based on the current year, the full body of work. who's to say that a player was hurt 3 or 4 games out of the season and then they came off and they finished strong the rest of the season and they're hurt by that? So I guess I said all that to say this, as my grandfather-in-law says. I say that Patrick Mahomes should be number one. Number two, in my opinion, should be Aaron Donald. And number three should be Russell Wilson. And then number four might be Lamar Jackson. Or it might be Stephon Gilmore. I don't know. But it all depends on the context of when they voted. Because, and then two, this year, it hasn't been like this the other years that have done the top 100. Why the hell do we get 25 picks or 25 videos in one night?
Yeah, like, I didn't even get to watch it. I just know what they. I felt like the list.
They rushed. It seemed like
how they released it. Yeah, how they released it. I was like, okay, because usually they do like 10 every time.
Yeah, they'll
do 10
every week.
I looked on Twitter. It was like they did 100 through 90 in a night or something like that. It was crazy.
Yeah, so it's like, what's the reason behind that? It seemed like just poor planning. Did someone mess up the math or what's going on here? As I'm saying, like,
I said 100 through 90. I meant like 100 all the way down to the top 10.
I think they did 171 the first night, if I'm not mistaken. But I mean, I'm satisfied with the list so far. It still has. I mean, it's not as bad as that one year when they didn't have any offensive linemen on the list. So there's that.
Yeah. What about Carson Wentz not in the top 100?
Oh, sounds about right to me.
That's that cowboy speaking, man.
It is. Just a hater.
Oh, no. A hater wouldn't say Dak doesn't belong in the top 50, but that's just me. So, I mean.
Nah, Dak don't.
What was he Dak, 46?
He's 46.
He don't belong in the top 100 with his way he going.
I don't think the man belongs in the top 50, but that's just me.
Carson got to be in the top 100, man. And I think players don't – because this is a players' poll. So I believe that they left him out because he can't stay healthy.
Nick Foles
won a Super Bowl for the Eagles.
If you got to put Carson Wentz in, who are you taking out? Because you got to take – if you're taking somebody out of the top 100
– well, oh, let me pull it up then. I can show it to you.
What quarterback are you taking out if you go put him in?
I have to take a quarterback? Do I have to take a quarterback?
It'd be easy to take out any other non-quarterback player. So, yeah, let's for the sake of making this a little bit more difficult.
Okay. Let me try to get to the quarterbacks on this list. Who's the lowest rated quarterback on here?
You got
Josh Allen, maybe? I don't know. No, Kyler Murray, I think, is like 97 or 90. He's in the 90s. I wouldn't take Kyler Murray out because Kyler Murray balled out. He had a trash roster. No offense, Larry Fitzgerald.
I'd say
Andy Isabella.
Kyler Murray is 90.
Okay.
Man, he only played 1 year, though.
It's based off the 1 year, though.
See, and that's the thing.
You got your flaw thinking, man. It's based off of that 1 year.
So that if we're going off 1 year, he got him to the playoffs, didn't he? He didn't play. He got hurt in the playoffs, but he got them to the playoffs last year. And if they voted during the regular season, I mean, they didn't have a receiver healthy all year, the Eagles, right?
The
best tight end duo in the league this year.
They had tight end weapons. I agree with that.
I'll take those two tight ends over any other ones.
Can you survive off of only tight ends? You need your wideouts, you know? You need those players. So, in my opinion, I'm going to go back to the list. So, for the 1 year, I do agree with how you're saying it's kind of a flaw system. Do you go off of opinion base or do you go off a number base, you know, for the year?
I don't think players, if it's a players poll, I don't think they're going off stats.
They can be.
Yeah.
There's a bias there somewhere.
So So I believe that Mahomes should be one because, like you said, he did play all the way through, got him to Super Bowl and won. But if you're just going off the regular season, it's a tough one between Jackson and Mahomes. But if you're going all the way through the Super Bowl, I feel like Mahomes should be number one.
Facts.
And then I think then Jackson could be number two. I would put Russell number three or number four. And the top four picks are quarterbacks.
Quarterback lead, yeah. All right.
Yeah, so I would definitely, in my opinion, I'd put Jackson above Wilson, but Mahomes number one, and then I would say Jackson number two.
Looks like we all agree.
Russell three.
On Patrick at number one.
He's just
– yeah.
He's just, you know, amazing, bro.
Because who played better than a regular season? Was that Mahomes probably, or Jackson?
Probably Jackson. Probably, right? Jackson.
Mahomes had to sit out a few games, too. And he got hurt.
Biggest knock on Jackson is – the entire year was the fact that they all looked real sloppy
in the playoff game. They said he couldn't throw
the playoff game. That's the only knock about him the entire season was that playoff game. He looked bad.
Yeah.
But they all looked bad.
But that's all it takes, you know? That's all it takes. But like I said before, I feel like it is 50-50. It is kind of like an opinion bias thing with the players. But this is just, like you said, our opinions on this take. So Mahomes should be number one, and then you got to pick two, three, and four.
So question, who are we taking out the top 100 to put your boy Carson Wentz in? Deontay?
I'm taking Kyler Murray out.
Taking Kyler Murray out.
He just had 1 year.
It's based off of the year.
Yeah, but this is based off of one year.
I'll take Carson over Kyler. He led the Eagles to the playoffs. Kyler Murray didn't.
Okay, I got you. I got you. What about you, Scott?
I would either say I would say Kyler Murray.
You know what? I'm telling Kyler Murray. I'm going to get on the line. I'm going to hop on Twitter at K1A. Deontay and Scott, they calling you out saying you weren't good enough. Y'all hating on him because he's short. That's what it is.
Not at all. But to be honest with you, I'm pretty sure Wentz had a better season than
– He had a better season than a lot of the quarterbacks
Murray,
on the list.
You know, he had better than a lot of quarterbacks. So I'm only saying Murray because he's the lowest-rated quarterback on the list. Not saying Wentz should be 90, not at all. He should be, you know, higher up the list. But if we're going quarterback for quarterback, yes.
For 4,000 yards, 27 touchdowns, 7 picks, 63.9 completion percentage for Carson Wentz. Without receivers.
Yeah.
I know we talked about the tight ends, about his top targets. So yeah. I think that's pretty good.
He'll be on there next year. If he stays healthy.
I think that's what it is.
He'll be healthy.
The health.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, it is the healthy. He's been injured almost every year except for his rookie sophomore year. So it's kind of part of the game, and that's what you do. You know, you get injured, it affects your numbers. Mm-hmm. It affects your season. You know, it affects your team.
Right.
So
if y'all get that MVP Wentz back, then y'all be straight. But man, you just got to get there.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Man.
The good thing is y'all brought Jason Peters back. He's kicking inside the guard. Did Brooks get injured?
He tore his Achilles.
Okay, yeah. So that's a definite hit, and then Marquise Goodwin, he's sitting. He's opting out.
Mm-hmm.
And
opting out.
They drafted Jalen Reagor.
Yeah, Jalen Reagor's going to be – that's going to be nice. Yeah. Then you got the new starting quarterback, second round.
I was surprised at that pick. I was kind of surprised at that pick, but it's not a bad pick for them at all.
He's going to be all that. That's your guy right there. That's the guy you want.
Mm-hmm.
He'll break some ankles inside of a phone booth, man. Like,
trust me, Baylor shut him down last year, but the year before that, he went off.
Look who he had playing quarterback, though.
Yeah.
No, I agree. Just saying,
you know what? And he's little, so y'all got a thing against little people. Y'all got a problem against little people.
I got to do a Baylor drop every episode. So
yeah.
in our nerdy segment where I push up my glasses and talk like this.
Yeah. Well, actually.
I know previously we always talk about how we've been frustrated with Madden, Dane, and Scott. I don't know. Have you played Madden recently? Did you get the last Madden?
No, I have not played the Madden or gotten Madden in a few years because let me tell you this. When you have a child, she has taken over the PlayStation 4 for the past few years, so I have not played any of the new Maddens. I've seen it, of course.
You ain't missing nothing, bro.
Yeah, ain't missing nothing.
Yeah.
Same old game. If you play Madden 17, 16, 18, they all the same. And so,
Yeah.
So we've been ripping Madden the last few episodes.
Rightfully so.
But 2K a while back, there was a lot of rumors about 2K getting into the football realm. But EA Sports and Madden have a deal with the NFL, where they're the exclusive producer of sports simulator or NFL simulated games. So if anybody else were to make a game, it can't be NFL simulation 11 on 11. So 2K has a deal with the NFLPA so they can get the players from the NFL into their game. So that's what this recent news is about. It says 2K, one team partners in the NFLPA, today announced a partnership that will allow the label to include NFL players in multiple video games in development and set to start launch calendar year 2021. We'll probably get something similar to probably NFL Street, maybe.
Yeah, NFL
Hopefully
Blitz, maybe.
Something like that, or NFL Blitz. I'm hyped for this. This is kind of like the official announcement where they can actually use the players from the NFL without it being simulation. So were you guys excited, or would you be excited for a game of this caliber to come out to rival Madden some way? I'll say it won't. I don't think it'll put up the numbers Madden will, because Madden, that name of Madden is so big and people are so into it. But for other people to have an alternative to what we've been accustomed to seeing.
Definitely. I would love to see another football game. Like you said, if it was like NFL Blitz or NFL Street or something like that. Mm-hmm. I actually saw a post, not too long ago, it said, what throwback game would you bring back? And it had, you know, Blitz, Street. I wish I could see and pull it up. But it was a lot of throwback games that we were used to playing. So I would like those to come back and revamp it. Like you said, Blitz, NFL Street, NBA Street. Like you said, the 2K. There's a few more I wish I would have brought up. But I would definitely love to see those games come back, because I feel like those are games that we miss, different alternative games that we miss besides just playing Madden all the time or just NBA games all the time, you know?
Yeah.
So those are fun games for me. I wish they would come back and revamp it. I would love to play those, because I make for myself make and play those games more than I would play Madden. You know, 2K or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you. Right there with you. I was excited reading that. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting, because you know what? The $60 that I was going to use to buy Madden, which, you know, obviously I decided I'm not going to buy Madden months ago. I'm just going to save that, put that in a little hole, put that in a little pocket, in a little box. I'm going to fold it up. I'm going to wait until this new 2K game comes out. I'm going to buy it. And I'm going to enjoy it. But like Scott said, there are plenty of old titles of old school games we play that I'd love to see back. I'd love to see NFL Street style back. I'd love to see the Def Jam Fight for New York back. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see like some realistic, up-to-date version of like Jet Grind Radio Future. I'd love to see that back. Just bring all the good stuff back.
Right.
So,
especially with
Fusion Frenzy. I'd love to see that back.
Fusion Frenzy's dope. To come back to this one, for instance, Dane, you know, we play 2K often, and what's cool about NBA 2K, that is, and what's so cool about that franchise is for them to what they incorporate with the co-op, not co-op, but being able to play with your friends, with your own personal player.
Right.
Like hooping around in the rec or in the playground. Now, if they brought something like that to football, man, it's game over.
Man, it's
like
over
if they had a playground or a like, I don't know if you call it the field. Yeah, 7-on-7. Like, you have your own creative player. I know Madden has that feature this year, but I don't trust how they're going to do it. Ooh. I think 2K is going to, if they incorporated something like you creating your own player, playing with other friends that have their players in like a yard setting or two-hand touch. I don't know how it would work, but if they could incorporate it like that, that game would sell off the shelves. Like, it would go crazy.
Oh, definitely. I think with the NBA Street, NFL Street or Blitz or something like that, and they put those type of, you know, with the graphics nowadays, how it looks, you know, into those games and what your input in those games, you know, playing on the backyard football or street ball or something like that, you know, 7-on-7. I would love to see that happen, like you said. I would definitely buy something like that. I would take my place out
back. She'd be on that Fortnite. She'd be on that Fortnite still.
She'd be on Apex.
Apex. I could never. Man. Yeah, I could never play. Man, I am trash at Fortnite and Apex. All the what do you call it? Battle Royale games. Dane and I have been on PUBG a lot, but
PUBG
not the one I'm best at.
To be honest with you, I don't even know how a controller feels anymore. I just see. I go with
it. That boy Scott way out the game.
Yeah.
You know how they say it's in the game? Scott is not in the game.
Not in the game.
I'm out of there.
That's funny, man.
Yeah, I haven't played games in a long time. You know, I've kind of been doing other things. And I let her deal with games. I don't want to have to buy another system. So it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like passing on a torch, you know. I've been playing it for so long. Pass it on.
You hung up the controller instead of the cleats. Look, so
for me, I passed the torch back to myself. Well, I'm gaming. I'm a gamer.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you pass it on to your nephew?
Yeah. Well,
isn't he playing games?
He is, but he really got like his own look. He plays on the tablet and stuff more than anything.
Okay.
Kids these days.
So look at this.
Uh oh.
So, you know, my daughter, Sanaa, is 12 years old. She got the PlayStation. So my son is 2.5, almost 3 years old. So this is what he does. This is what he uses all the time now.
Yep. That's the same tablet. The same tablet. Like, I can see myself.
So I can see myself.
This is what he uses. That's what he uses.
Yeah.
That is his thing. And a lot of kids nowadays, you know, being more technological with technology.
Yeah.
You see a lot of kids with phones and tablets nowadays. And I passed that down to him. You know, it was supposed to be a gift to my wife, but my daughter.
Yeah.
My son.
Yeah.
Kids do that to you.
That's funny.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure, Dane, you kind of see that yourself.
Oh, yeah.
But Scott, bro, we appreciate you coming on, man. We going to definitely have to get you back to come on for another episode, my guy. Scott be dropping them gems, man.
Straight up.
He's dropping some hidden unknown gems.
Yeah. Hit us with the gun.
Let's say it like this. I want the fame, but don't want to be famous.
Factual.
I appreciate you guys letting me come on. I appreciate both of y'all. I love both of y'all, man. So we will have to do this again sometime later on in the future. But I appreciate you guys inviting me and let me say my piece about all these subjects. And I want to congratulate y'all on the 1,500 downloads.
Hey.
So far. So y'all are going strong, man. Keep going.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Hopefully, I'm on a lot more episodes.
Oh, yeah. That's the plan. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We got to bring you in. We got to bring you in, my guy.
Need your star power, G.
For those listening, that is another episode of the Duo Sports and Stuff podcast. You can listen to this episode on our website, the Duo Sports and Stuff podcast.com, Apple, Spotify, all those stuff. So for that, we will say that is it. And thank you for tuning in.